Teshir's of Arzara Daf Nun Tes. Nun Tes 59. And we are on Nun Chesim Abeis. We're going to be starting with Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish. The last point that we were discussing was the Tosfos quoting in the name of the Arzarua. It's unusual in itself. The seventh line, Tosfos quoted in Dibur Maskal Kasav, that the Arzarua Paskin, that if an Obi Kachavim moved around wine of a Jew, he's allowed to sell to a Jew because he's not a Baki Bismanazet. That's what we discussed 2 days ago, as well in the long Tosfos on the daf earlier. But that's only if you have Kavana to touch it. But if you have Kavana Dafka to make the Jew angry and to be mobs to the Jew, then it wouldn't be a problem. The later Mepharshim, I saw in the Biri Adaf, they point out that Tosfos really here is putting together an Arzaru and a Ravya. That's why if you try to read the Tosfos from start to finish, it seems like there are two pieces put together, but it's really two different sources. But the end of the Tosfos, I forgot to mention this yesterday, the end of the Tosfos says the case, the Kakas of Bechuva, Pamachas Hayaborosh Yisrael Malayayin. One time there was a whole bar of a Jew, thank you, that was filled with wine. Uba Anas Echad Vinasan Yado Lutocho Lahachas. There was an Anas came and he put his hand in it, Lahachas. Vahayisham Zakin Echad Yerei Shemayim Shesofo Nera Alkiddush Hashem Avorsinu Harabim. There was an elderly man there, a Yerei Shemayim, that later was killed Alkiddush Hashem. And he took wine in front of the Anas and drank it. So you see, why did Tosfos have to tell us that aspect of he was Nera Kiddush Hashem? So it must be that he was that type of level person. Right? He was such a tzaddik that he was Nera Kiddush Hashem in the end, and he still drank from it. So you see, there's no reason lahachmir in this case. If it was lahachis, it would be mutter. Just fascinating that he quotes that aspect, that element of the case.
But really, it
doesn't sound like harasha. It sounds like it was Erev Kadosh Hashem later, wasn't it, at that spot at that time? Just so for Erev Kadosh Hashem, but at that time, so that goyim don't go around being matameh. And be not menaseh, they weren't really menaseh, but just going around touching Jews' wines. That's the whole point of this halacha, that if the guy knows that this would always be the halacha, then it would cause problems. So as I said yesterday, I was sort of reading it today, the Shulchan Aruch says, quotes at the end of Kuf Chav Dalet, the last se'if in Kuf Chav Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah really, the Ramah says, Ovik Achavim Shenaga B'Yenosh Yisrael Lahachis, Kedei La'asro Alav. If a guy touches the Jew's wine, dafka lahachis, to aserit, Tosfos, perek Rabbi Yishmael, right, dafka chesma beis, parentheses, afilu einam yodim kein elo beumdinos hamochichos. Even if the guy didn't say it, but you know for sure, pretty sure that he touched a lahachis because of umdinos mochichos, parentheses, trumas adeshen. Right, that's the trumas adeshen we saw yesterday. That he saw them whispering and smiling at each other, and let's get the Jew, you know, something like that. So then in that case, you know for sure with umdinos mochichos, mutter afilu b'shtia. So the Ramah says it's mutter even to drink it. And you should drink it dafka in front of the guy, kedesh lo yargilu asma b'kach. That he doesn't continue to do this. Tosfos and Mordechai Perek Rabbi Shmuel b'shem Arzarua. Fine. Says the Nekudas Hagasef. Maisa haisa b'yosi b'medinos marin. I don't know where that is. V'naga ovik achavim b'yeni. And a guy touched my wine. Very unusual. Nekudas Hagasef is usually fire and brimstone against the Taz. That's his usual. The Shach is his sefer halacha. The Nekudas Hagasef is the Shach sefer where he argues on the Taz Ashitas. Says the here he quotes a story. There was a story, and the guy touched my wine. V'lo ratzisi lishtos. I didn't want to drink it. V'yamar elai b'zeh halashon, and then he said to me in the following lashon, shtei dahayayin hu mutter v'sha'el avicha v'yagevacha shehu mutter. Ask your father, he'll tell you. That was the language of the guy, to the Shach. My pretty lumdish guy. And I asked my father what to do. Wine's osur. Why is osur? What do you mean? The guy gave me a lundus. The time of the mutter mishum the osel lahachis. The only reason that we mutter is because he totally did it for a different reason. Lahachis aval kiva sheyodeya dino imkain lo osel lahachis. right? If he knows the halacha that it was, he don't have that heter. The chozer l'isra rishon ki'ilu lo asa lahachas. V'yavol bishal lahachas mutu lishtos afilu shalo b'feil v'kochavim. Even though lahachas is mutu even on front of it, keep bishum shalo kivein daitu lanasech rak shalachal lahachas imkei nachanami lo kivein lanasech rak laharos ech sheyodea dino. He just wanted to show off how he knew the halacha. Still, miyo yesh lefareish v'lomar kivein sheyodea shalahachas mutur lo asa lo lahachas. No, that's the chash that we think he didn't do a lahachas. He's just saying that because he wants to fake you out. It continues that he ends off by saying, Vitzarech Ian. Tzarech Ian, but that was his father, Pesach. The Chazon Ish argues on this Pesach of the father of the Shach. The Chazon Ish says, the Gemara says, Asa lahachas, period. So he doesn't do it all the shame halacha? No, period. This was not included in the Gzeira. And therefore, the Chazon Ish is, Psak, he says, if this type of case would happen, that the guy knows the halacha and he does it anyway, that would still be mutter. Okay, that is the case in the Ramah and the case in the Nekudas HaKesef right here. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Reish Lakish. By the way, I checked the Sefer Mitzvah Shir is up, Bez Hashem, the first one on the OU Torah, so from yesterday, so feel free to take part and learn with us. Okay, tonight is a Ian Shear. Tonight is a Ian related to the Daf Shear at 9:30, related to the Daf that we had at Daf Nun Beis Nun Gimel about the Tumah is based on Migdash Bizman Chanukah. To be discussed in the Rishonim. Okay, Rish Lakish Ikla Batzra. Rish Lakish one time came to visit Batzra. Chaza Yisrael Dekachli Peri Delo Maasri. He saw Jews eating Peris there that Mises weren't taken off of. V'asalahu, and he came up and said, "How can you do this?" And he answered, the fruit, right, because they were eating tevel. What after they say to ma'asri? Sometimes that's used in an inclusive lashon that they weren't ma'aser any of the things they were supposed to take off, even truma. Should this be medayik only ma'aser? I didn't see any rishonim that dafka limited. V'asalahu chaza maya desagilu ovdei kochavim. He saw water that the ovdei kochavim of the town bowed down to. V'shasi Yisrael, and the Jews were drinking it. And again he answered it. He didn't know what was going on here. Also, the commentary of Rabbi Yochanan said to him when he left, he came to his Rebbe, Amar Lei, Adem Miktorech Halach, while you still have your coat on, Zil Hadar, go back. Go back to change your psak. You gave the wrong psak, my Talmud, my brother-in-law, but you gave the wrong psak, Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish. Why? Why was it the wrong psak? He says, Batzar, Lav Hainu Batzra. Number one, Batzar is not Batzra. Right, Betzer is one of the Ari Miklat. Learn from Mishnah back in Makkos, around the second parak. Right, all the six Ari Miklat. Betzer B'Yehud was one of them. Right, I think Rashi Tosis here quotes it, but it was one of the Ari Miklat. But you're getting confused. Right, Batzer is not. So Batzer is a Chayivin Shuvah Samaisers. It's outside the Gvulim. It's in Chutz Laaretz. So that's why you shouldn't have mastered that. And number two, Umayim Shal Rabim Eine Esarin. And also the water, you say that you saw the guy bow down to the water, therefore it was Asr? No. If it was public water, they don't have the power, they don't have the authority to Asr it. Rabbi Yochanan Taimei, and this fits into Rabbi Yochanan Lishi Taso, Dama Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Ben Yehutzada, because Rabbi Yochanan says, Mayim Shal Rabim Einon Ne Esarin. Water of Rabim, public water, are one does not have the power to Aser. Good, stop there for a minute. Tosis on the bottom here discusses a big sugya, and that is, it sounds like from our Gemara, and from many other Gemaras also, that there's no Trumas and Maisers in Chutz Laaretz. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Butzer is not Betzer, you got mixed up. Betzer, you're Chayiv, Butz, but not Butzra. Where was Betzer? Betzer was one of the three Moshe Rabbeinu did. So Betzer was on the east side of the Jordan. It was the name of Yarden. But still, regarding certain halachas, that's an expansion of Eretz Yisrael. That itself is a separate topic, but at least that's somehow quasi connected. But Tosa says it sounds like from this Gemara that if it was real Chutz Laaretz, there's no Shubus or Maisers. And Tosas is bothered because that seems to be against a couple of other Gemaras. Look at the fifth line in Tosas, Batzar. Towards the end of the line, Tosas says Vakasha. Vikasha, the ilu bakol shar hatalmud mashba the chutz laaretz chayeves b'meiser. Many other gemaras seem to say that chutz laaretz is chayev b'meiser. To kamar b'becharas parak on kama, it says in becharas in the first parak in beitza trumas chutz laaretz ochel v'holech v'yachriach mafresh. Maybe there are differences in halacha, but there is truma. V'chein rabba mavtel leberov v'achal lebi meitu also. Rabba was mevatel the trumas chutz laaretz. Right, another case of Gemara Nida. But what is it? Why there's some Gemaras that seem to say there is a concept of trumas or maisos of chutz laaretz, and other Gemaras not. Chala, it says beferish when you come to Eretz Yisrael. So maybe this chala chutz laaretz means rabbanan, but chala when you come in you are chayiv, but that is not limited. Right, it could be once you come in, that's only a time issue, not a geographical issue. But other Gemara says Tosis about Chumas and Maestras, so that seems to be a stira. So a number of answers given in the Rishonim. Number one, Tosis says, V'yesh rotzim lomar. There are those that want to say, this is a quote from Rashi at the beginning of Chulin, V'yesh rotzim lomar, says Tosis, Dahani mili bedagan tirash v'yitzar. Maybe, when is there Chumas and Maestras, even a chutz laaretz, only by dagan tirash v'yitzar. By oil, by wine, and by wheat. Why? To be'eretz gufei mechayiv min haTorah. This is Shitas Rashi and Tosos L'Shitaso all over Shas, that Shumus and Maisos B'Daraisa is only by Dag and Tirish V'Yitzar. V'lachein, and because of that, v'chutz laaretz gozer Rabbanan. And that's why by those three that are Daraisa in Eretz Yisrael, they're gozer in chutz laaretz to do that B'Drabbanan. Aval b'shmaitzin, but in our Gemara, v'perakam v'tachul in Maibe B'Maiser Yerek. But our Gemara is talking about vegetables. Maaser Yerek suggests Tosis. That feel baris namila mechayvila midrabanan, which Chumas and Maasers of vegetables or drabanan even in Eretz Yisrael. V'lakach b'chutzler is lo gazer. So that is answer number one. Why some Gemara seem to say that there is a concept of Maasers in chutzlaretz? No, that's only where is Daraisa in Eretz Yisrael, so then it could be expanded to in chutzlaretz.
But chutzlaretz, all chutzlaretz?
We don't know yet. Tosis didn't make a distinction yet. Tosis didn't make any distinctions between which chutz la'aretz. That's going to be a different answer of Tosis. But that is number one. Remember, the Rambam argues on this on the underlying sheet of this. The Rambam holds that all fruit are daraisa, trumas and maaseres. Right? All fruit, not just dag and tirash v'yitzar, all peros are daraisa according to the Rambam.
Vegetables
is rabbanan. That's a gemara. Maaser yarek is rabbanan, the gemara says. Vegetables are rabbanan, but the difference is it only dag and tirash v'yitzar, or is it other fruit as well? Right. Everything, all fruit of Daraisa and all vegetables of Darabanan. So as you learn, so you have to give some of the other answers. That's answer number one. Answer number two says, Tosas Velona Hira. I don't like this because he quotes a Gemara from the Gemara in Brachas, the sixth parak. Tzlaf. The Tzlaf, which some say was the Tzlaf Chad, right, Bush, that if Tzlaf Chad was the Mekoshesh, that was the one that he was Mekoshesh. So Tzlaf Chad, if you have Tzlaf, which is also a type of bush that has berries, that you're only chayiv midrabanan in Eretz Yisrael, and yet you're chayiv even in chutz laaretz. So Tosas from that place, from that Gemara, another Gemara, he doesn't like this. So Tosas gives a different answer. Third to last line, the tirat Rabbeinu Tam tahacho perakav dechulin myri bi demai. Second answer is that all the Gemaras, there is a chayiv in chutz laaretz when it is vadai tevel. When it's vadei tevel. But if it's demai, which is the third mesechta in Shas, if it's demai where I don't know if maestros were taken off of it, so it's besavix. There are many coolers when it comes to demai. One of them is chutzlaretz. Chutzlaretz, don't worry about being mafresh demai. Other coolers, the third parak in demai, talks about aniyim, achsanya, other coolers that one is allowed to take. That is answer number two. Answer number three, we have answer number three. Go all the way. This is an iceberg Tosfos. You only see the tip of it. Go to the next Amud. Goes all the way down. If you look on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 6, 6th wide line in Tosfos. Sixth wide line in Tosfos. Verebi David Mimailin. Tirates. A new Bali Tosfos. Third answer. Dehacha dechaza deachli peris delo maasrin. Pirish. Shelohayu machmirin lahafish bechumers Eretz Yisrael. All the Gemaras that say you don't have to worry, there's no hafrasha, there's no trumas ma'aser chutz laaretz, those didn't mean, if you look carefully in all those Gemaras, it doesn't mean there is none, it's just that there are kulas. There are kulas compared to hafrashas Eretz Yisrael. There is a concept of hafrashas chutz laaretz, says Rav David, but there are differences in halacha. Maybe you could eat first and then be mafresh. Right? Even the Gemara that Tosas quoted at the beginning, it was you could do bittel in chutz laaretz. You could be mafresh v'holech in chutz laaretz. There is hafrasha, but it just means that there are kulas when it comes to those. And then Tosas asked the kasha that we're all wondering: why don't we have any truth? Hafrasha bizman hazeh? Why don't we have hafrasha bizman hazeh? We never heard of this. In chutz laaretz. So Tosfos says all the way at the end of the line, at the end of the 10th line, it says Va'al Trumos. Va'al Trumos u'maizros. She'enonu mafrishon achshav. Af lo kukulich lutzlaris. We don't do any of this today. Says Tosfos. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, a couple of answers to this question. Answer number one, the Omer Rabbeinu Tam says, Dekako shalanu mishubado sein lasarim. Most of our lands are governmentally owned. We don't own our lands. It's true in many places. V'dinat v'chusahu, she'im lo yitneim, she'im mishubados, v'arav dekachavim, u'mishukos lo. You can't. They'll get very upset. It's not really our land. Answer number one. That doesn't work because many places in Chutz La'aretz we do own land. The Kashalari, ki yami me'achachamim ayalavkar kos lataska. They also had land to give for to pay taxes for, and still they had this issue. So the whole basis of everything here is based on the Yerushalmi. V'yesh lismach al divrei ha-Yerushalmi, says Tosfos. That what? The chala. Yerushalmi and chala. Dabar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Sirish, Rabbi Chutz La'aretz, Rabbi Frishish, Rabbi Sabaisers, ad shebo ha-rovim u-bitzlam. Who are the rovim? So the Yerushalmi discusses, but then the Yerushalmi continues, v'im halacha rofefes biyadcha halach achar ha-minog. What does that mean? Continue. Havari omer lo neschaibu chubus ha-maisers ela Hasmuchos La'aretz Yisrael. This is what we've heard of. The only Chutz La'aretz that Lamaisa has the halacha are the ones that are Samach. Surya, Mitzrayim, Bavel, Moab, Ammon, Kishamayi Regil Nahafish, Le'evol Hakamais Eretz Yisrael. That's why they did it, because of Gzeira, because they're so close. Aval, B'mekomos Arechokim, Lochivu Chachamim Shum Meiser, V'yafilu B'dagadirish V'yitzar. That's Tosfos. Ubekomos akrovim nami mevarim yushalim b'menem shayi osa kodem shabitlam harovim. And even in those close places, it was mevutal because of this Yerushalmi. We thought the Yerushalmi was mevatal totally, but it tells us to say no. Even originally, right? This is really answer number four, right? We had answer number one was only dungat yirshvi yisard chaslaritz. Number two, it was only demai. Number three, they were kulas. Number four, even originally, it was only the smuchos. So all the cases where it talks about chaslaritz, but you don't do it, it might have been the further ones. And bismanazen, they were mevatal even the smuchos. Okay. So that is all an important idea of Tosfos about Hafrashas, Trumus and Maestras, Hafrashas, Chutz La'aretz. Yeah.
You said that Betzer is Samach, though, and this is in the Gemara, so why would it have been Chutzal at that point?
This was Betzer, what it's happened, no, from our Gemara, meaning Betzer is not, well, Betzer is Eber HaYarden. So that already, I don't know if that's considered even Samach, that might be actual. We say all the Shvatim had a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael, so 2.5 of them did not. So, Eber HaYardin is different than all the rest of Chutz La'aretz. It could be made the Olei Bavel expanded to there, but that's Eber HaYardin is always in a separate category. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, second line. 20 minutes, two lines, pretty good. Says the Gemara, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan said that you can't aser water of Rabim. Right? That's why Reish Lakish, go back and matter it, because if the guy bowed down to the water, so then it doesn't work. So that's also how the Yachin Esarin, says the Gemara, Mashma, that if it was a private individual's water, it would be able to become Nasar. But what do you mean? Water is Mechubar. Right, we learned back on Daf Memhei. Mountains, trees, anything that's Mechubar is not Aserable. And therefore, what does Mechubar mean? Even though water is not physically connected, it's not mechubar in the sense of a tree or a ground, but the Gemara is assuming that water in the ocean is considered mechubar also. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha detal shinhu gala. It must be that he bowed down to it as a wave lifted it up. So it was not mechubar. The wave lifted it up. So, says the Gemara, so avnei harshini daldalu ninhu. 1 minute. We had a suffix earlier in the Masechta about a piece of a mountain that got dislodged by itself. A person didn't do anything. And that was a holy baya, whether that was still considered a mountain or not, because there was no tfisas yad adam in that regard. So, tistayim, so if this is true, that he can answer it, tistayim to Rabbi Yochanan to Amar Asuros. So why don't we prove in that case of Avnei Har, Shinidal, Rabbi Yochanan would say aser, because here he allows it to be asered if it was the wave. The person didn't do anything. So the Gemara says, no, it must be lo tzricha de tafchinu biyadei. No, it must be, what's the case? The case was that the non-Jew specifically separated it with his hand. He took water, and he separated it, and therefore it was not considered mechubar anymore. It wasn't considered mechubar anymore, and that's why he was able to answer it. The Tosas Rid here points out, it must be that he did not have kavana to be zoche in the water, because then even shal rabim, it would answer. So he's one of the rabim. If he had kavana lazakos, so then it would be answer totally. They wouldn't have a chilek between shal rabim and shal yachid. So Tosas Rid said it must be that he had kavana to separate, but not a kavana which would then answer for a yachid, but would not answer for a rabim. Fine. Tosas also asks here, in the next Tosas, Hadi Yachid, what type of water source are we talking about? We're talking about springs? Springs in Eretz Yisrael? Springs, Yeshua ben Nun, says in the Gemara Bava Kama, he made laws that all springs in Eretz Yisrael belong to everybody. Right? So what kind of Shel Yachid are we talking about? It says one of the time that Yeshua ben Nun made, Ma'ayana Yotzi Mitzchila B'nei Ha'ir Mistafim Menu. So it's always considered Shel Rabim. So it must be, says the Re, either a ma'ayan which he dug, if he dug his own ma'ayan, so then it would be considered shel yachid, or maybe he was talking about somebody who owns the entire city. Somebody owns the entire city, so then it's his. Yeshua ben Nun's takana was only if many people are in the city, and therefore they would be able to share it. Okay, weiter.
So consider it's being mechubar at any point?
The what?
Mine.
The water is, that was the whole question of the Gemara. If you have a regular ma'ayan, if you have an ocean, it's called mechubar. Well, Mechubar. And so he had to come up with the Yikipta that he took the water out with his hand. Reb Chiya bar Abba ikla la Gavla. Reb Chiya bar Abba one time went to Gavla, discussing the Rishonim where Gavla is. Chaza benos Yisrael de mi Avrin mi Odeka Chavim, Shema lo Tavlu. He saw three things. Number one, he saw Jewish girls that were becoming pregnant from Goyim who only had Mila and not Tevila. Number one. He saw wine which non-Jews diluted, and Jews were drinking from it, what we saw yesterday. And finally, he saw termesin are types of beans that non-Jews were cooking, and Jews were eating. He saw these three things. He didn't say a word. Why didn't he say a word? So you can look in the some of the Mefarshim, what exactly was his Dan Lekav's chus here that he didn't say a word? Just the opposite of Reish Lakish, who right away he said what it was on his mind. Here he didn't say a word. But here he came in front of Rabbi Yochanan. I was like, Rabbi Yochanan, I'm late. Save Achriz Albanayim. Go back and tell them that they were wrong. Save Achriz Albanayim, Shein Mamzerim. Go tell them that their kids are Mamzerim. We'll see why. V'yal Yeinim Yishom Yein Nesef. And tell them that their wine is Yein Nesef because Meziga. What does it sound like from here? Well, let's just finish for a second. V'yal termesin mishum b'shuli avdek achavim. And also the termesin, aser them. Mishum she'inam b'nei Torah, because they're not b'nei Torah, and therefore you have to aser the termesin. Sounds like this last one is not me'ikar adin. Termesin are types of beans that were cooked by the guy. So it sounds like Rabbi Yochanan is saying that one is not me'ikar adin. So we'll have to see why that is. And he says, only answer it because they are not B'nai Torah, and therefore they're going to run with it. The Ritvi here points out that regarding the Yayin Nesach Halacha, I forgot to mention this yesterday, it sounds like from here that Rabbi Yochanan said, go answer it, that Mizigas Goy is not only also L'Chadchila, but it's also even B'di'evet. Because Rabbi Yochanan said, go answer it for them. The Gemara yesterday was not 100% clear. It just said, Ha'u Avda, right, are you allowed to do it? Right, Oseh, right, could a Goy be Mosaic, dilute the water? The wine, so that was a discussion in yesterday's daf, right? In Chesma Beis. Here it is. Yayin Shemasku, Mahu. So he says it's Aser. Mishum Lech Lech Amr L'Nazir, Eschar Eschar. Right, go around. The Rambam paskins that if a guy dilutes the wine, he just pours the water in, it's only Aser L'Chadchila. It's not Aser B'Dievin. That's the sheet of the Rambam in Machalos Aseros Yud Gimel. It's only Aser L'Chadchila. And the Ritva, and the Ramban, and others say he's wrong based on our Gemara. Like Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, go out and aser b'di'evet. He says, v'chein, if imsiya o mazak ayayin o hevi anavim reizim mutter. B'di'evet is mutter, and the Rishonim argue on this Rambam based on our Gemara. Okay, right. So let's continue though reading. Let's understand what he said here. Al b'dayim shein mamzeirim. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say they're mamzeirim? Rabbi Yochanan time here. Rabbi Yochanan is going l'shitaso. Now what we hold, if a goy abav as Yisrael, the vlad is not a mamzer. Rabbi Yochanan held to Amr Rabbi Yochanan la'olam eino ger ad sheyimo v'yitbol. Really, a person is not Jewish until he has both ingredients, mila and tefila. What happened to Kabbalah's mitzvahs? That's what we discussed a few days ago. Kabbalah's mitzvahs maybe isn't as needed as these two, because this is the line. You need milah and tefillah. Or do you say, no, of course Kabbalah's mitzvahs. This is just the actions that you have to do, the milah and the tefillah. But v'kiva d'ol tavil, and since they're not, they didn't go to the mikvah yet, ovigo chavimu. Therefore, they're a goy. V'yamarav ha-rechan ha-amar Reb Yochanan, and Reb Yochanan holds, ovigo chavim ve'evet abba abas Yisrael, havlad mamzer. Reb Yochanan holds that an evet or an evet kanani, or an Onoviga Chavim, that's Boel Abbas Yisrael, the Vlaz of Mamzer. Right, we do not paskin that way. Maybe, we'll see what's going on by next week, maybe this will be a good topic for another shiur next week. What is the definition of Mamzeris? What brings Mamzeris? Rabbi Yochanan seems to say, what was Rabbi Yochanan's definition? The fact that an Eved of Akma Boel Abbas Yisrael, the Vlaz of Mamzer, so his definition seems to be E Tfisas Kiddushin, anybody who you can't marry. Right, you can't marry a guy, you try to marry a guy, it doesn't work. If it's exclusive, we don't paskin that way. We paskin that mamzeris is a function of arayos. That's what we see, at least according to one definition. Arayos. And therefore, a guy is not an erva, he's in a different category. Right, a guy says he's been an erva, so therefore, it's not a mamzer. Maybe he's a pagum, he's tainted, but not an erva. Right, other, if you look in Yevamos, right, in the mems, where the Gemara comes up, memtes, or so, Mem Zayin, the Gemara there has different Tanoim. Sometimes say, oh, only Mamzeris from Chayvi Mises Bezdin. Not even from Chayvi Krisis. So what's that about? Seems to be another Mechayiv. Right? So all these different sheets about what exactly food Mamzeris, there are different Gemaras there. So hopefully, maybe next week, we'll talk about it. Rav Moshe has an important tshuva, which you mentioned a long time ago. I'll mention it again. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, early tshuva. Early tshuva. Right, today's daf is today's mitzvah. This afternoon, Hashem, will be Purvu. That's mitzvah number one. So Rav Moshe has in Evan Ezer Simon Yud 1961, when the early issues of IVF, artificial insemination, and in vitro fertilization were first coming out. So Rav Moshe has a tshuva. Beisha shezarak harofe b'me'eha zera shel ish acher im nesra labayla. If a woman had the zera of another man, a married woman, shot into her, if she neser to her husband, is that considered znus? Im yesh eze chash b'havlad, and is the child a mamzer? Right, that was the child to Rav Moshe. This is a landmark tshuva. Says Rav Moshe on the first day of Rav Chodesh Adar, Tavshin Chaf Aleph, b'var ha'isha asher aver k'eser shanim alo yalda, a woman Rachman al Islan, she went 10 years without a child. She was very, very, she was in a state. V'lo yada, v'achisaren amru harofim, and the doctor said, shehumi menu, the problem was her husband. Shalachein machma sheratzta laholet ben karzakal anashim, she had this unbelievable innate desire to have a child. Kideisa b'yavamas daf samachay, that even though a woman is not obligated in puravu, but still she wants a child, has this tendency. V'lo bayach, it's a chutra liyada mar lekfura, she wanted a kid. U'belo ze yadua, gami imoz hakadoshos, the, right? Sarah Rivka Rachav Aleya Sheratzu LaHolid V'Kol Nashi Da'Amakein. So what'd she do without telling her husband? Holcha LaHarofe V'Zork Barachma Zer Shalish Acher Shalobur Shuzbaila. Honey, I love you, but it's not working, and I want to stay married. So you know what? I'll figure out another way to have a kid. Right. So that's what she did. She went to the doctor. V'Nishal.
What relevance is it that Shalobur
Shuzbaila? It's married. It just said. Well, this is.
But it's not. Is it relevant?
Is it Ratzon? Is it Ones? Most might say that. But that's just the case. That was the case. Even if it was Bershus Baila, it still might not make a difference. Right. If a husband tells his wife, please, be Mizana, still not Saras La Baila. Right? It's still, by definition. Vinisho Milas Fodo Mehabal Imuterislo. And now the husband finds out about it. And the husband wants to know, do I have to divorce my wife? Ve'echu Adin. Vihine Borer, says Rav Moshe, Shebelo Bias Ish Lo Nasra Isha La Baila. Says Rav Moshe, without a bias isser, there's no isser labayla. The isser sota labayla who rock mitzad isser abia v'lo mitzad hazera shel ish acher sheyish b'me'eha. That's not it. Dim baala ish acher ap abia shelo yatsa zera v'apishlo kedarkan esra labayla. Let's say they're together and there's no hashchas hazera in the ma'is abia. Says Rav Moshe, that also could answer. What if it's bia shelo kedarka, but the zera doesn't go in the normal place? That's also aser. So you see, it's not because you see the a regular ma'isa bia v'imba zera lagufa shalomi bia kambati. What about bia? Right, the whole bathhouse case. Shiska b'gemara shalom nasa. This is nusl neser al baila. So number one, there's no neser al baila. And now Rav Moshe also adds, V'chein havlad hu kasher, shegam mamzerus hu rak kishahaya al yidei bia. Moshe, based on earlier sources as well, mamzerus, whatever the definition of mamzerus is, right, erva, no tefisas kedushin, whatever it is, but you need a ma'isa bia. That's Rav Moshe and Eben Ezra, right here, Simon Yud. Fa'av shavlan mamzer af ba'ofan shedivkum nachrim ze bazeh shla avra al iser. Even if Rachman al Islan, right, anasim nachrim, put a man and a woman together and force them, and that would create mamzeris, but that be'anus is called a ma'isabiyah. Aval b'nis abra ayide shenichlas hazera shal acher b'me'eha ba'ambati shenizkar Bigamara, Ukahada Osan Arofim Bismanenu, Eino Mamzer, Faafsha Hayazera shall echan mikroveha, kagon meaviha, vichamea viachea. Right, even if it was Rahman al-Islam from her father. That's not, there's no Mamzeris. There's no Mamzeris there. And then he talks about if you don't know who the Zera is, you have to be worried it's a Jews, right? What's the Rove? Rove people in the world are Nachrim, the Lavasharam Shalanu, Khal Medina Rom Nachrim, Gilo Moti Zer Shalahem, Ladavarzeh, Rove Nachrim, get to be worried about who this girl is going to marry. Okay, that's Rav Moshe's Tshuva in Eben Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simin Yud, related to Mamzeris. Good. What does the word Mamzer mean? The Rambam come from. Rav Yosef Engel writes in one place, Mumzar. It's a Mumzar. It's a blemish from because he came from a strange source. Mumzar. Hopefully we'll get back to it. If we have the Shir Bezer next week about it, that's what we will talk about. Yeah?
In Yana Dioma, the pioneer of IVF won the Nobel Prize.
Hmm?
The pioneer of IVF.
Pioneer of IVF? Oh, okay. Wonderful. Okay, that's the in Yana Dioma. Weiter. Says the Gemara, so that is the first issue. Rabbi Yochanan said, Mamzer, go tell them Mamzerim. Next, because all Yenim Shem Yain Nesach. And number two, they're diluting the wine. It's Yain Nesach. Tell them they have to answer it. Mishum Leif Lechamer Nazir, Sachar Sachar Lechamer Lasikra. As we said, go tell a Nazir, go around the vineyard, don't go close to it. I did not mention yesterday, but whenever this came up, and I'll mention it again today, the Gra. We mentioned this Gra in a Parsha Shir. The Gra points out that the Psukim in Sefer Shoftim, in Perek Yudalit, it says that Shimshon was going down with his parents to Timnah to go get married. They came, Vayavo'u, they came to the Kerem of Timnah, and there was a lion there that's Shoeg Likrato. So he asked the Gra, what happened here? It says, Vayavo'u at Kirmei Timnah. So they, Shimshon and his parents, came to Timnah, and then it says, a Kfir Arayot Shoeg Likrato. A lion came out to him. Vatislach al Baruch Hashem, and he ripped apart the lion, and he didn't tell his parents. He's with his parents. What's going on here? And then it says, so the Gra said, no, you look carefully. It says, Likrato. What do you mean? He's just with his parents. It says the Gra, but what did the previous phrase say? He came to Karmei Timnata. He came to the Kerem. A Nazir has to go around the Kerem. It must be at that moment, Shimshon, who was a Nazir, went around. That's why he was left alone without his parents. That's why he says Likrato, and that's why his parents didn't know about it. But that's based on this Gemara. Leich Leicham Nazira, whenever a Nazir sees a vineyard, he's got to go around the vineyard. Number two. Number three, V'yal termesin, Mishum Shuli Avdei Galchavim, and the termesin, the beans, because of Bishol Akum. What's the problem? V'sheina B'nei Torah, because they're not B'nei Torah. Time of the B'nei Torah, so we're Medayik, only because they're not B'nei Torah. That's why Rabbi Yochanan said you have to answer it. Ha'B'nei Torah Shari? What, if they would be B'nei Torah, you would allow it? But what do you mean? V'ya'amar... Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Kol Shenecha Kamo Shu Chai, Ein Bo Mishem Shuli Avdei Galchavim. What do you mean? It's for sure mutter, because you can eat these beans raw. Right? Eat these beans raw. So, the opposite. You cannot eat them raw. You cannot eat them raw. Because you cannot eat them raw, they should be also for everybody, even if they were not B'nai Torah. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yochanan Kihach Lishna Svirli. Rabbi Yochanan holds like the other Lishna. Of what? The Amar of Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Kol She'ena Ola Al Shulchan Amal Shamalachim, Lavid Bo Sapas, Ein Bo Mishum Shuli Avdei Galchavim. As we discussed earlier, anything that does not go up on the table of kings to eat with bread, there's no Bishul Akum. As we said, it has to be a chashiv food. So yes, termesin cannot be eaten raw, but they're not a chashiv food. And therefore, Maker Adin by Bishul Akum, they should be mutter, and that is why, Taima Deina B'nei Torah, Ha B'nei Torah Shari. The only reason they would answer is because they're not B'nei Torah, therefore they would take this and they would run with it and expand the Heter. Mentioned the language of the Gemara earlier, which we had a little different lashon in this one, Kol She'ena Ola, but there's a big discussion, as we had then. What does it mean, Eina Ola Shulchan Menachem, Lavis Bo'as HaPas? Does it have to be something eaten with bread? Lavis Bo'as HaPas? Is it something that is sometimes olah shulchan malachim? What if a melech would eat it sometimes, but not always? Right? It's not a fancy food, but it's a food that the king would eat. Many different shilas that come up related to the lamaisa elements of this fact. But again, this is a major discussion in Bishol Akum. Just to mention one other, I don't know if we mentioned this then, and again, Bishol Akum, we hold like all three conditions. If you have any one of the three conditions, so then it's mutter. If it can be in raw, it's mutter, even if you don't fulfill the other two. If it's not chashev, it's mutter, even if you don't fulfill the other two. If a Jew took any part of the process, it's mutter. And Ashkenazim hold, even if a Jew just turned down the fire. The Mishnah, the Shulchan Aruch did not hold of that, unless the food was already in the oven. But the Ramah says, even if a Jew just turned down the fire, but again, any part of the process is mutter. What about microwaves? So the Chelkas Binyamin, right? One of the Achronim, contemporary Achronim on Yerodeya, Chelik Beis quotes Lakula there. Why? Based on the language of the Ramah. The Ramah writes in one of the last halachas of Kuf Yud Gimel, which is all the halachas of Bishul Akum. The Ramah's lashon is by kavush. Talk about the Shulchan Aruch talks about smoking. Is smoking a fish? Is that considered? Cooking and meushan mashdan. The Ramah says gam kavush in a kibavusha. What about pickling? Kavush kibavusha in another context, but now we're relating to this halacha. Why? The Ramah's lashon delo asru ela bishul shel eish. The only isser is bishul shel eish. So says the Chalkas Binyamin right there on that halacha. V'lachar nira de bishul betaner mikrogal ein bo mishum bishul akum toha ein shum lo eish v'lo todosav v'dami le bishul chama. It's more like cooking in the sun. That's not called bishul in this context, therefore there will be mutter. And other poskim as well are makel when it comes to microwaves. Would it be called cooking on Shabbos? So some poskim say that no, it would not be called cooking on Shabbos. Because there's a Rashi also, there's a Rashi in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Tes, where Rashi says that cooking in the sun is ein derech bishul b'kach. Inherently. So even if cooking in the sun becomes normal, ein derech bishul b'kach. So some say, based on that cooking in a microwave on Shabbos is only usur midrabanan. If the cooking element, not the light, not the display, but just the cooking itself. Moshe has a tshuva, where Moshe, unbelievable, he says, when microwaves first came out, he says that, I think this is a very easy way to cook, and in my opinion, I think this is going to become a very common way of cooking. Everybody's going to have a microwave one day, says Ramosha. And therefore, if that happens, Ramosha seems to say that it will be Daraisa then, because anything that's derech to do, it will be Aser. But getting back to Bishul Akum, some poskim are machmir. Some of them are machmir, again, different poskim that are, some are makes, are machmir related to microwaves, but Yishmi Amalismoch to say that cooking in the microwave is not a problem based on that Ramah, which says only Bishul Shel Eish is a problem of Bishol Akum.
You need actual fire, or you need something which heats up red hot.
Even Toldos Eish, I think, would be called like right the rings like that would also be considered fire. Yeah, I think it would be considered fire. Okay, Viter says the Gemara. Where are we up to? Bamine me Rav Kahana. They asked Rav Kahana. Ovi kachavim mau sheyolach anavim legat. What exactly is the case here? Not 100% clear. Rashi doesn't really tell us. Tosas quotes the Rashbam. And the Rashbam says, you know what this means? Can a non-Jew carry a Jew's grapes to the vat? Moshe Yolech Anavim Lagat. Could an Ovi Kachavim work for a Jew and carry the grapes to the gat? That's the last line in the Tosas. Right? He's going to harvest them. He's going to bring them. Omer Lehu Aser. And Rav Kahana answered, it's Aser. Big, big chumrah. Mishum leit lecha amrin lenaziras scharskar lechamer lesikra. Go, we tell a nazir, go around, don't come close to the vineyard. Wow, what a big chumrah. Didn't we learn earlier that, and this is what Tosfos asks, didn't we learn earlier that it doesn't get the status of wine until it gets into the lower vat? Maybe on the way down, Rav Huna said, but what's the chumrah here? So the Rashbam says, Gzeirah d'Rabbanan. Zero the Rabbana, but that's a huge chumrah, the Rashbam says, that a guy would not be able to even to be involved in the earlier process. Tosfos says, no. Tosfos says, no, the pshat of the Gemara is that it means that once you take it, throwing it into the gat. Not schlepping it, but as you throw it into the gat, where it's going to get wet, and it's going to splash around, that some of the wine in the gat already could be considered wine, so it's a later part of the process. But that's the discussion, what exactly is the case. But that's what Rav Kahana answered. Esver, Rav Yemer, Rav Kahana. So Rav Yemer asked him, Ovik Achavim Shevi, Anavim Agat, Besalin, Anavik Achavim, that brings grapes to the Gat in baskets, Ube Dudurin, or in Dudurin, other types of baskets. Ava Bishayim is Ayifalei Mutter, even though if the wine splashes in them, it's Mutter. So you see, if it's in the baskets, there's no problem with the guy bringing them. Let's go with the Rashbam's shot, even though it's Chumra, but let's just for simplification. Right? You see, the Rashbam says it's Asr as he carries them, and here it says, no, it's Mutter. Amarlei, Hevi Kamrit, Analachad Chilu Kamina. I'm talking about Lachad Chilu shouldn't be done. You're right, B'diavad. It's a big Chumra, Asr Drabbanan, it's not going to Asr B'diavad, but Lachad Chilu, it should not be done. Period. Okay, next story. Remember we said you got to put all the stories together about in these dafim to figure out what's the story with a guy touching it directly, indirectly, with kavana, without kavana. So here's the next one. Hahu esroga dinafa lachavita dechamra. There was an esrog that fell into a barrel of wine. Idriyo vikachavim v'shakle. A guy stuck his hand in to save the esrog. Stop time. His hand is in the barrel. He's got the esrog. Amalu Ravashi. Ravashi says quickly. Naktuli adegehad olashach shechbei. Grab his arm so he doesn't move his arm. Uber tsua ad shaifa, and pour out the wine that's above where his hand is before he can move. That was the psak that Rav Ashi gave. End of story. So what do you get out of this story? So first of all, it wasn't ne'esar when he put his hand in, it sounds like. Right? Because he put his hand in to it was obviously not lenaser. He put his hand in to catch the answering. But it was direct touching. It was gufo.
The wine's moving.
And is the wine, and if he would move his wine up, his hand up, it sounds like it would be a problem.
So the wine's moving while he's touching. He's not moving.
Is the wine, his hand moving? He's holding the esrog now. Ravashi says, hold his hand that his hand doesn't move.
But the wine's moving while his hand is in it.
While his hand, he's not moving his hand. Is the wine moving?
He put his hand in the liquid, right?
He put his hand in it.
By virtue of that, he's moving.
By virtue of that, it is usur lishtos. That's what we've said many times already. Even if a guy does not have kavanah lanasech, so it's still usur lishtos. The question is it going to be usur bahana, like stam yenam and yayin nesach? So that is the big discussion in the Rishonim here with Rashi, the Rashis and the Tosfos. If it moves automatically, is that could be enough? What if it's just kocho? What if it's indirect, ayde davar acher? So you have to figure out how to put this, add this in.
The right. He's
moved the wine, but on the way in, it was totally with a different kavanah. It was a kavanah to save the esrog.
And
was
this kavanah to take it out?
On the way up, maybe not. Maybe on the way up, it's a hell of other kavanahs. Who knows? Okay. So the Ravid here, according to the Rishonim, says, if you do this, the wine is even mutter to drink. But the other Rishonim argue with the Ravid. The Ritva and others say, can't be. It can't be. Says the Ritva here, Pirush Ravid, the Sober Ravashi de la Hatir B'shtiyaba. Vahayna dulakamar, it didn't say sell to a guy. Vinasan tabedavar, sheroba manaschim imanaschin ela beshichshuch, el shachachim chashashu lemir amaschim b'maga. And here, there's no chash. V'ein zen nachon, says the Ritva. Tibichol duchta, his kiru maga goy, shaloba kavana lesser b'shtia. Every case that we've had, if a guy touches it, even without kavana, it's going to be us to drink. The only issue is going to be whether.
Didn't
say that fact, whether he didn't know if it was wine or not. We had that before. We had that case before. I'm saying, but the Rishonim here don't suggest that. Elavade says the Ritva lo baravashi elo lahatira bahana'a. Shema behotzio yado yishach shechbo shalol letzarech vahavi mago'u bachinam sh'osar bahana'a. Lefi pirzeh hiskimu kolam afarshim vihiskimu rabosai. Right, so that is what the Pashas, the Rov Rishonim say. This means even be only bahana'a. Again, the Raivin knows the other Gemaras too. So you'll have to make chilukim. But again, if we were doing this at a slower pace, we'd be able to focus on each case, what's unique about it, make the list of the five or six cases, the case of the lulav, the case of the yasrug, the case of the guy jumping in. We'll have another case tomorrow, but that is all a various cases that come up. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, next story. Amar Rav, right, Tosfos asks on the bottom. Tosfos says, why didn't the going in asur it? Tosfos naktuha. Why didn't the going in answer it? And he says, because you know for sure. I'm sorry. Rabbeinu Tam suggests, because of other Gemaras, that maybe he didn't know it was wine. Exactly what you said, David. That's why he didn't answer it on the way in. That's a day in Tosfos, Nak Tuha. But again, it's not in the Gemara. But Rishonim, based on other Gemaras, putting it all together, suggests that. Amar Avashi Vaiter, next case. Hayo b'kochavim denaschi l'chamri b'di Yisrael b'kavana in Akum that is menasech the wine of a Jew b'kavana. What does that mean? We'll see in a second. Afagav d'lezvud lo v'kochavim achrina asur. Even though you can't sell it to a guy, right, because now it's asur b'ana. A guy was menasech your wine. But he did it b'kavana. You know what? Shorel l'mishkal d'meim yehu avikochavim. You can still go to that guy and say, pay me. Why? My taima miklakale. It's as if he just burned up your wine. He was mazik you. And you're right, it's asur b'hana'a, but now you could get paid from him. Because that's not considered getting hana'a from the wine. He destroyed your property, and therefore he has to pay you for it. This gets into the lumdus of the isur hezek. When I pay for something that's damaged, is that compensation, to use English words, or is that restoration? We had this discussion way back when in Baba Kama in Meruba. When you pay somebody back from Hezek, from Gezel, is that compensation, is that restoration? It's pretty clear that by Nezek, it is compensation. And therefore, it's not called, you're not replacing the item. And the it flows from the mice, it doesn't flow from the chefsa. It's not called hana. And therefore, if a guy, on purpose, is menasech your wine, he has to pay you for it. Even though the wine is now asur b'ana. There are 2 days in the Rishonim, though, here. What type of kavana are we talking about? Are we talking about kavana just? Is kavanas negiya enough? He had kavana to be menasechid, meaning it's just in contrast to the previous cases that he didn't mean to touch it, he was just saving the yesterday, he was just doing something else. Or does it even need kavana lahazik? So you need kavana lahazik here. And only with kavana lahazik can you collect. If you weren't kavana lahazik, so then you wouldn't be able to collect. So that's 2 days in the Rashba. The Rambam seems to say that you need kavanas mazik. Look at this case. Fast, very interesting Rambam in Kesef Mishnah. The Rambam says in Yud Gimel Chavches, so maybe... on the ball today. Shekiva should iskavin zehagoy. Well, every day. I shouldn't say that, so you wouldn't think that. Other days. But says the Rambam, if a guy did it on purpose, then you're allowed to mutul lamakra losogai. You can give it to that guy, but he has to pay you for it. Shekiva should iskavin zehagoy lohaziko v'lesar ayayin harizek kemisha shavro sarfo shechayev l'shalayim v'nimsu adam shalokeach mimenu d'mei hezik. That's the Rambam. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Umashma, only if the guy was Dafka Kavana Lahazik, but if he wasn't Kavana Lahazik, it would be Mutter. V'yim Tomar, Adamur La'olam. The Mishnah says, Baba Kama Dafchava, Bein Shogi, Bein Meze, Bein Onis, Bein Ratzon. So V'yesh Lomar, Tahani Mili, when do you say the principle of Adamur La'olam? Only by actions that everybody looks at objectively and says, that's a case of Hezek. That's when you say Adamu Ad La'olam. Dvarim Shehim Yeduin. So you saw this in Kesef Mishnah. Shehim Dvarim Shehim Yeduin L'chol La'olam Shehim Nizakim Kahanu Amrinan Shehim Tainas Shogeg Mezid Avol Negiya Ba'alma Touching Kima Delekulei Alma Leis Bein Nizka Klau Elo L'Yisrael Oli Yodim B'tivam Koshalon Eskavin L'Hazik Ein L'Chayva L'Shalim. It's a Chiddush. Adamu Ad La'olam only is by an objective Maisa Hezek when everybody else would call that Hezek. But if not, then you don't say Adamu L'Olam.
Did we say that if it's Menasech with Kavana L'Hezek
and it's even Mutter L'Shtot, and you have to drink Menasech? So the question here is this, the Achronim in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis discuss, is this arguing with what we saw in the Rishonim at the end of yesterday and earlier today, where Goy is Kavana L'Hachis. Kavana L'Hachis. Is there a machlokas? You might be machalik. The lahachis might dafka be. He has dafka. You know he's dafka not kavana lanasech. Here he's kavana to be mazik you, but maybe through doing nisuch. He really has nisuch intentions, but he's doing it because he wants to make your life miserable. But earlier the whole svara might have been kavana lahachis and not lanasech. So there's a discussion in the Bach and in the Darkei Moshe in Simen Kuf Lamed Beis whether you have to say this is arguing on the, this is a raya against those Rishonim. Let's just finish quickly. One more line. Amar Rav Ashi Mino Amin Allah. How do I know that if a guy does this to me, let's say Kavana Lahazik, I can get paid back from him? To Tanya, because the Brisa says, Ovikochavim Shenisach Yenoshe Yisrael Shalom Befei Avodas Kochavim Aser. If a guy is Menasek the wine of a Jew not in front of an idol, it's still Aser anyway, because People, they still do Nisach Nan in front of their idols. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir Matir, and they allow it. Mishum Shnei Dvarim, for two reasons. Echad Shem Anaschen Yayin El Bavdei Avodas Kachavim. Number one, because the only Nisach was only done in front of the idol. The Echad Sheomer Lo, and the second one is that a Jew could tell him, Lo Kalei Menach Shetasar Yeni Bealonse. You can't answer my wine. You can't answer my wine. Therefore what? Rashi says, we don't paskin like that full. We don't paskin that the guy cannot answer the wine, but we do paskin like this statement, lechetzi, meaning we take half of it. You can't answer the wine, then I'm going to lose the whole thing, I won't be able to get paid back. That's the raya of the Gemara. That's the statement is, you can't answer it, meaning you can't answer it, meaning we paskin like half of that. You can't answer it, then I'm going to be able to get my money back from you, because you destroyed it. But we do paskin that it will become aser bahana'a. Period. So that's the raya, and we'll get to the next story, Bez Hashem, starting tomorrow. Okay, everybody tonight, remember this year, 9:30 in my house. Yeah.
If the second reason is valid, it should make a difference whether it's in the presence of his idol or not. You can't answer my
wife. Correct.
That's what he
they're saying. They're saying two set two. What that shita?
Yeah.
Maybe it sounds like it's two separate reasons. I don't know if you would need both.